Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, July the 17th, 2026. What do we got? 7:17:26, 18 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday. Good to be along with you for the ride, and boy, how about all this smoke outside? You know, 24 hours ago, nobody was really talking about this smoke. And then yesterday afternoon, I started to hear about the poor air quality, and I looked outside and I thought, boy, it is hazy outside. Then last night, as the sun was going down, I looked across the field, and you could barely see to 23. It's still awful outside, and apparently, being outside for an extended period of time, whatever that is not good for anyone. Not just somebody with breathing problems or somebody with a heart condition or a senior citizen. It's not good for anyone to be out in this weather right now. It is not pleasant at all. So stay safe. Don't go outside. Don't stay outside for a while. You know, last night I did go out and do my mile walk, which I do every night. And, you know, the air was really heavy last night. Now, maybe some of that is psychosomatic, because it was smoky outside, but it just felt very heavy last night in the neighborhood. Is anybody else experiencing any trouble with the smoke outside? I mean, we've had these wildfires from Canada before, but I don't remember, at least here in Ohio, seeing this much haze or this kind of reaction to people's breathing and so on and so forth. Is this a new thing? I mean, has anybody else noticed this before? Maybe I've just forgotten when it's happened in the past, but I don't remember it happening like this. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on the smoke outside. Very, very serious problem, though. If you have anything like asthma or a heart condition or anything like that, don't go outside. It can cause a lot of trouble. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I certainly don't remember problems like this in the recent past. Now, President Donald Trump spoke last night, essentially on election tampering. And I'll tell you, it was kind of easy. I'm not even going to try to critique this speech. If you saw it, you saw it, you know what it was. It was kind of interesting. NBC and ABC did not cover it at all on the network. And CBS started to cover it, but actually pulled away at one point and stopped covering it. So that's the type of speech it was. And if you saw it, you saw it. You know what it was. And, you know, I really don't have much more to say about it than that. It was very interesting to take that kind of, want that kind of broadcast time to talk about that and make the points that were, I guess, trying to be made last night. I don't know. If you liked it, you probably liked it. If you didn't like it, you probably didn't like it. And that's about as unbiased as I can be about that thing. Does anybody have any thoughts on that particular speech? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That was an interesting one, to say the least. Looks like we're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that speech last night, that was just a desperate man trying to fix the midterm elections.
Well, I'm not really sure. I watched it from beginning to end, all 27 minutes, and I'm not really sure, honestly, what he was trying to say. Because Here's the thing. NBC and ABC said they weren't going to carry it because they basically felt they did not want to spread misinformation.
They knew what the speech was going to be about.
Well, but I think their feeling was, if you don't have any facts to back this stuff up, we don't want to air it on the network.
Right. There's no facts. It was just all in the facts that he was trying to say. It concludes that Russia was working against Biden for him.
No, it was China, wasn't it?
No, Russia.
Well, I thought he was going with China. I heard him talk a lot about China last night.
Well, he did talk about China, but it wasn't China that was trying to do all that interference. Well, they might have done some. Well, it was mainly Russia. He can show you a document and tell you it says this, and he thinks you're going to believe it.
Well, here's the thing. CBS, which a lot of people have knocked recently for being more pro-Trump now because of their new ownership, well, they decided they were going to air the speech, but at one point, and it only was 27 minutes, even CBS pulled away from the speech once they started to realize what it was.
Right.
They stopped airing it. And some of the things he said last night about China have no proof. There's no documentation.
No.
And I'm not... Honestly, I don't know what that was. I expected last night there to be something, but I honestly have no idea what that was last night. I don't know.
It was a desperate man trying to... He wanted you to call your senators and congresspeople and stuff and tell you to pass the voting... on his big bill.
Yeah,
he thinks it makes, you know, elections more fair and stuff, but it actually, it's for him to cheat on the midterms.
Yeah, but
that's why he wants the voting records and stuff of every state and stuff, so they can do, I don't know how they're going to do it, but... And then I guarantee you that he's going to have ICE and the military around voting booths.
Well, here's the thing. There are not enough votes in the Senate to pass his election bill. There just aren't. They're not there.
No, but he wants you to call and change their mind.
Well, that's fine.
He's desperate.
Well, but presidents have done that before with legislation. That's nothing new. But the point is, I would think you would want to give people a reason to call your senator, and I'm not sure he did that in the 27 minutes last night that he had. And here's what I don't understand. Okay, this is what confused me about that speech. Okay, the election that he won against Hillary, Obama was president. The election that he won against Harris, Biden was president. The election that he lost against Biden, he was president. And he's saying that was the rigged election. Well, he was president. And now he's saying his own people weren't giving him the information that things were going on.
Well, he don't listen to their information when they tell him anyhow. He's got this gut that tells him everything.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That's what he goes by. You don't go by intelligence or anything.
Yeah, but I guess the point I'm making is if the elections were rigged, why would you be president now? If they didn't want you to be president, and there's evidence that the elections were rigged, how did you win the last time?
True. That's very true.
I don't understand that. And when he was...
I watched the whole thing, but I wanted to turn it off because I'm sick and tired of listening to his crap about the 2020 election being stolen from him. But I watched it all just fine.
Well, and by the way, not just him, not just Trump won in 2024. The Republicans took the House, I believe, and got the Senate overwhelmingly, which I believe was down to one vote. Now, I might be wrong on that. They might have already had the House. I can't remember exactly. But they might have had the House. But the Republicans definitely gained seats in both the House and the Senate. So if the Republicans got votes in both the House and the Senate, and Trump got a win in 2024, if the elections are rigged, how did that happen under Biden's presidency?
That's a good point. You know,
I can't understand it, and I
things are only rigged when he loses.
Yeah, but here's another problem.
It was a fair election.
Yeah, but here's the other problem. Last night he was talking about how China has our voter rolls. Now that is quite possible, but our voter rolls are available on the internet.
Yes.
You can search somebody on the internet and find their voter rolls. He never said in his own speech that one vote was ever changed or tampered with, or he ever had one bit of evidence that it was.
But see, most of his supporters are not educated enough and smart enough to comprehend that he's a bullshit.
Yeah, but
everything he says, hook, line, and sinker.
But don't you think he would say that votes were changed? He never said that in that 25 minutes. He never said he had proof of it. He never said it was done. I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah. I got a Trump diehard that delivers Meals on Wheels to me. Says Trump is the most effective president we've had.
Well, you know what? People are allowed to like whoever they like, but I didn't get that speech. I'll tell you, Iran's going on, and food prices are up, and gas prices are up, and he never mentioned any of that, and took 27 minutes in prime time to say something that, and by the way, the statute of limitations on election interference, even if there was election interference, is 5 years. The election he's talking about is 6 years ago.
Well, he said last night that before he took over, that this country was stone cold dead. Now we're the hottest country in the world. Things are great, you know?
Well, I mean, he's allowed to say that. That doesn't shock me.
He's allowed to say it, but man, you know, it ain't true. And I don't know why people can't see through it.
Well,
I mean, most people do, but there's that certain class that just, whatever he says, they believe.
Yeah, but you know, all presidents have that. I mean,
yeah.
George W.
But
Bush,
he has it more. That MAGA's, you know, it was more like a cult. He's losing MAGA people, you know, left and right all the time. But, you know, back in the day, that was a cult. After he lost that 2020 election, we had those dumbasses over there around the Party Memorial playing their crap about him losing the elections and it was all rigged. And, you know, do you ever remember somebody doing that to any other president? Since I've been alive, I never seen that.
I don't know. All I know is right before the speech happened, you know, hours before, Senator Bernie Moreno here from Ohio sent something out because apparently he'd been briefed on what was going to be said, and he said that this was going to be shocking information. So I thought, well, maybe there is something in there because Senator Moreno is sending this information out. Well, I don't know what it was.
But most people aren't going to even look into that, you know, those files and stuff that supposedly he's unclassified that show that Russia, not China, was the biggest influencer in our elections, and they was working against Biden or him. But he can say that. People ain't going to bother researching or doing it.
Well, I don't think most people saw the speech last night. It wasn't covered a whole lot of places. They might see clips of it places, but and it would be hard, even if you were a fan of his, if you watched that, it would be hard to make heads or tails of what, because normally when Trump gives a speech, I can tell you what he's talking about, but last night, I honestly have no idea what point he was trying to make, because he never said any votes were changed. So if you don't have any proof of that, influenced, a lot of people influence elections. Russia tried to influence 2016. I'm sure China has tried to influence elections by putting things on social media. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Oh, yeah.
But
all countries do that.
Right, but he never said any votes were changed, and that's election tampering, and I don't know. He never said that, and I don't know what point was being made last night. So, I don't know. People can watch it, I guess, if they want, and if they can come up with a point, good for them. They're better than I am.
Well, hopefully some other people call in and give their opinion on that speech. Harry might call in and think it was the greatest speech. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I think Terry sees things with an open eye as far as that goes. If he got something out of that speech, you know, that's his prerogative. I just couldn't figure it out.
His prerogative, you know, but he can't see through it. He can't see the writing on the wall.
But I think the people would say that about you as well. I think they would say, well, you can't see it because you don't like the man. I think people just have different opinions at this point.
Yeah, but I think more people have the opinion that was bullshit than how great it was.
Well, we'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Later, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on that speech last night, let me know, 35 minutes past the hour. And maybe I just missed the point. It could be. I'm not perfect, but I certainly was trying to find a point in there. Normally, I can. And as I started out by saying today, you know, he said what he said. If you got something out of it, okay. If you didn't get anything out of it, okay. I don't think it's going to sway any votes in the Senate for his, what is it, Safe Act, voting, voter restriction measure, bill that he wants to put through. I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say in regard to that. Now, beside the smoke outside and the president's speech last night, of course, the big conversation on this program this week has been flock cameras. And we've had a lot of people on. We've had Aaron Rollins on, city councilman at large. We've had Nathan Stevenson, 4th Ward City Councilman. We have had Ralph Smith on yesterday for the first time, 3rd Ward City Councilman. A lot of people have a lot of varying opinions on should flock cameras stay in Marion, Ohio? Where will this legislation go and how will this all turn out? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's Flocking Friday, man.
Well, you know, it's been a week filled with it, that's for sure.
Well, the legislation is now available on the website, and I imagine you get the agendas emailed to you as well.
Yes.
It's on there.
Basically, it's to get rid of flock cameras and
to ban them in the future.
Yeah. It's to get rid of them.
Yes. And to the Stevenson language that he wanted in there, that there not be any. So, you know, we put up some legislation that flock cameras can't be used anymore, and then all of a sudden dock cameras comes out, and we put up dock cameras instead.
But before we get into this, there was one comment I wanted to read offline this morning. Somebody, a listener, just sent it in about the speech last night. Said he just wants to plant suspicion and desperately wants the proof of citizenship for voting to take away women's
yes.
votes, since women
yes.
all need passports to vote.
Yes.
The price of passports is a lot, and most women will not be able to afford it.
It's not that you need a passport to vote. It's that you need original birth certificates, and then you need proof. Okay, so like an original birth certificate, it used to be really hard to get one. You used to have to go to the county where you were born to actually get a certified, it's certified, not original, to get a certified copy of your birth certificate. Ohio has made that easier now, and that you can go to any health department, and if you were born in Ohio, and get an Ohio birth certificate. Now, let's say that Naomi moved to California, and she lost her birth certificate over the years, and she's not needed it because she's got she's got this, that, and the other. But now I need a certified birth certificate from the state of Ohio to prove my birth, even though I've been alive for almost 50 years. So it does get more complicated, and it's complicated for women in that if you've been married or divorced, you need proof of that from every marriage or divorce. So now you're gathering court documents, and you know, it's just not as simple as going in and plopping down your ID and saying, you know, renew this ID. Or here's my information. And that it is exclusive to women because men's names don't change. Well, I can't say it's exclusive to women. It's exclusive to women unless a man pays to have his name changed.
Well, and also, just from another listener here this morning, we'll make sure we get this in. Trump doesn't need any kind of proof, though. All he has to do is say it enough times, and
yep. The MAGAs will believe it.
Yeah, those like him will go with it. And further, the narrative, there's been plenty of debunking of his claims, but people who support him, just ignore that. But yes, but remember in the Senate, he does not, the votes are not even close at this point for passing this thing.
Well, and to your point, as far as rigging elections go, I think there are people that if the Democrats truly were rigging elections, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and David Johnson wouldn't still be sitting in Washington, D.C. Why? If people were really rigging elections, they would have taken out all the people that were propping Trump up. Okay, let him be president, but if he doesn't have anyone in the House or Senate to help him, what's the matter?
Well, yeah, but did you hear in that 27 minutes? I don't know if you
did. I didn't listen to
okay.
it. I do not listen to him.
But my point is, in the 27 minutes he spoke, first of all, I thought it was very telling that ABC and NBC said they would not air it. CBS said they would, but they actually pulled away in the 27 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he just rambling?
Well, it wasn't so much rambling. I think he was saying things that really had no substantiation, and they thought, we can't continue to air this, and we don't know how long this is going to go. But the problem was, in the 27 minutes, he never actually said at any point that any vote was ever changed or that any thing of that nature would have happened, which is election tampering. He never said that.
Isn't he the one that tampered with elections when he called the Secretary of State in Georgia and asked him attempted to tamper and asked him to find 12,000 votes? Isn't that election tampering?
Well, I think the FBI thought so under a past administration, but you know, I don't know where any of that's going. All I know is I'm not sure what the point was last night. I really don't. Besides really laying into China, which I'm not sure why you'd want to do that at this point.
Well, we need a new enemy to distract. Whatever happened to the Epstein files?
Oh, they're still talking about the guy. I think the guy who's wants to be Attorney General, what's his name?
Yeah, they were grilling him over that the other day.
Yeah.
But,
and I think he says he's going to meet with the Epstein victims now.
Yeah, Todd Blanche. Yeah. Fine.
So that's still out there.
Personal attorney. Go figure.
All I know is this should be, if he cannot get this passed, this bill, and I don't think
he's not going to.
Right. Okay. But what happens after that?
There's a housing bill. I can't remember what the acronym is that they're using for that. But there was a housing bill that became law that went through the House and through the Senate, went to Trump for his signature, and he would not sign it because they would not pass the SAVE Act.
Right.
Since Congress is still in session, the law automatically became, or I'm sorry, the bill automatically became a law after 10 days since they're still in session. And that actually is going to revolutionize housing in the United States because it is now federal law that these corporations cannot buy up single-family households anymore.
I think it's also supposed to lower the prices, isn't it?
Well, it is encouraging housing development, like single-family homes and also apartments. It's encouraging government-subsidized housing, but it's going to, in the city of Atlanta, 25% of all single-family homes are rental properties. So it is going to help Americans realize the American dream, hopefully, of owning their own home.
Yeah, which, you know, here we go. We'll see what happens.
That's Trump's pettiness. That this is something that is a bipartisan bill. How often do we see those anymore? A bipartisan bill that will actually help Americans, and he wouldn't sign it because he couldn't get his voter snag act passed.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We've got 5 months to go until this election.
And he's going to lose bigly, and he sees it happening.
Well, okay. But if this thing, because obviously last night this was his last ditch act to get this
How could everybody get IDs, these compliant IDs in time for an election anyway?
Right, but
I have no issue with people taking IDs to the polls. You should need an ID to go vote. I don't think you should just be able to go vote. It doesn't need to be some federally compliant ID.
Right, and I've made light of people being married many times on this show before, but, you know, this would be a real problem for those people.
It shouldn't keep you from voting because you've been married
times. No. Obviously, your judgment's off, but I don't know that you should be kept from voting.
You're still allowed to vote.
You're still, sure. you're still allowed to order at McDonald's. I mean, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Even though
you made a series of poor choices and might make one at the polls, you're still allowed to do it.
That's right. You apparently, you're in the business of making a lot of poor choices in a row, so why not go ahead and do it again? But here's the thing. But here's the thing is that if this doesn't pass, and Trump does feel that the Democrats are going to take the House and the Senate, I can't imagine him just sitting back on Election Day saying, oh, okay, well, I guess I didn't get that one passed. Now, I don't think he can stop.
Hopefully that's the day he goes and joins his friend Lindsey.
Well, I don't know.
Lands on one of his Big Macs is what I'm hoping.
Well, before we move to flock cameras, I think people should be really aware of the idea that...
Are you predicting another January 6th?
Well, I don't know if it'll be that. But I certainly think it wouldn't take much to say, listen, we've got a lot of evidence of election tampering here. It's on the website, which is essentially what he was saying last night. And we need to have guards at these polls to make sure everything goes okay. Now, would the Senate and the House push back on that? I think they would.
They better.
But here we are.
He could still deploy the National Guard if he wanted to, though he wouldn't need their permission. On the flock cameras. I hope people show up for this. If you really feel this passionately about it, because it seems to... 59 communities have canceled their contracts with flock cameras this year. Some of them are very large communities, like Los Angeles, for example. But if the people are feeling passionately about this, if you're feeling passionately about this, please reach out to someone up there. Don't just get on the internet and talk about it. Please do something. Pick up your phone, send an email, call, come to one of those meetings that, you know, we're all up there. It's just terrifying on Monday night to sit through a city council meeting, and you never know when things just might become a free-for-all and it's every man for himself. But come up to a city council meeting, risk your own life, sit through one of those meetings, try to stay awake, and let them know what you think. But yesterday, someone had told me that there was a flock camera at Lowe's, and I was like, no way. And I happened to be going to Lowe's yesterday, and boom, there's a Flock camera. And I looked it up, and Lowe's nationwide, this is what concerned me. I mean, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want to. But the police tried to say that there aren't hot lists and things like that. And what that means is they can make a list of license plates that when they pass cameras, they ping, they alert that they are in the area. And the police were trying to say, no, they can't do that. They don't do that. One of the reasons why Lowe's has them is for hot lists. It's because, you know, Lowe's and home improvement stores are big targets for theft rings, for the tools and things like that. And they go around regionally. I mean, they'll hit stores all over one state and then move on to the next one. Well, Lowe's gets their license plates, and they program them into a nationwide system. So if that thief comes back into their parking lot, it alerts somebody in security sitting up there in the office, and they know about it. So don't tell me that Lowe's is creating hot lists with license plates of known thieves and people that they don't want in their stores, but police departments aren't doing that.
Well, here's the thing. After listening to Ralph, and after listening to Aaron, and after listening to Thad and Nathan, and all this coverage we've done this week on this, after seeing the legislation from 2023, which is law, it was pocket
Why
vetoed.
Why are you following that?
Well, okay, here's where I think this is going on Monday night. This can go one of two ways, and you've heard me say this about legislation in the past. I think that sometimes the citizens get up and they start pointing out things that really are not going to sway any legislator.
I get what you're saying, like the things I just said.
Well, but right, but there is, you know, if you want to make an impact, there is past legislation. There is past legislation by city council that says these Flock cameras should not even be in use right now because council has not voted to renew them. And if Aaron Rollins is right, and I don't consider him to be a dumb man, if he believes there are 5 votes to get rid of Flock cameras on city council in a full vote, I would shut down that committee meeting on Monday. I would say table this legislation because you haven't taken the vote to renew them. Get this back.
And he's the one that proposed it. Yeah, right. And he's the one that proposed it so he could withdraw it. Right.
Get this back to council Monday night. Let's see if we're even going to renew these things, which we have not done. And if people don't want them on full council, that will force the full council vote on Flock cameras continuing in Marion. And if there are indeed 5 people who don't want them, they will go away based upon legislation that has been there for 3 years.
In theory, we shouldn't be using them at this exact moment in time, should we? Shouldn't the city be out covering them up right now because they haven't been approved by city council?
Well, I think there's a theory of that, but also the theory would probably be that nobody brought that to anybody's attention, and that's
Why
on council as well.
Why is our law director so incompetent? Or, why doesn't he care? Why doesn't he know this shit? Why doesn't he mention it?
Well, to be honest with you,
just like last Monday, he stood up, you know, when I think it was Thad said, well, can we remove the, or maybe Danny Clark said, you know, we can't remove them, we don't have the authority or whatever, and Mark Russell was like, yeah, you do have the authority
Well, here's the thing. I don't think the law director is a dumb man, but I do think...
No, I think he's very smart. I think he's very... slimy, smarmy, what's the word? I'm shady. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, here's the thing.
He knows exactly what he's doing when he's sitting up there. He's an attorney. When he keeps his mouth shut and he withholds information, he knows he's doing that. And that is doing a disservice to the people on council and is doing a disservice to the people of Marion. And I wish to God somebody would have the balls to stand up and run against that man because he is a disservice to this community.
Well, here's what
I would... He's the biggest disservice up there because he's supposed to be helping to run this shit show and keep it legal, and he does not do that at all.
Well, here's the thing. Until the last 2 terms of council, I've never seen him relied on more. And I don't think, and I think a lot of former council people would feel this way, I don't think it's the law director's job to alert council that, hey, it's your time to renew this legislation. Council,
no, it is his job to say, hey, you're doing something illegal. If all the stuff that I turned over to the state of Ohio as far as waste, fraud, and abuse, if we want to use that, Mark Russell never once made one of those complaints to the state of Ohio.
But
now,
I...
if the state of Ohio thinks it, they agree with me that something untoward is going on to the point that they'll investigate it, why isn't our law director doing something about it?
But here's the thing. I don't think this is illegal, and I think a lot of people would feel that way, because, again, if it's not the law director's job, and I don't think it is, and I don't think a lot of past council people would feel...
It's not his job to keep up on what legislation they
right,
need
and if...
I agree.
If council...
So can we even do this? And he's kind of gritting his teeth like, yeah, you can do it. You know?
Yeah, but the thing is, if council cannot even keep up on what legislation they passed, and
okay, Scott, you're not allowed to rescind a second. Mark Russell didn't say anything about that.
Well, I'll also say that Aaron Rollins is of a different mind of that. He says you can.
He'll stand up and say point of order when, you know, he doesn't like what's going on, but when there's stuff going on that he knows there shouldn't be, he allows it.
Well, But again, like on the second. Now Jason said you can't rescind a second. Aaron Rollins the next day said his interpretation of Robert's rules is there are two ways to rescind a second.
Well, and Mary did not, I don't believe that Mary called the question, said like we have a, or whatever, a motion on the floor. Mary never said that. So that's probably why that second was allowed to be rescinded, because Mary, not knowing her ass from a hole in the ground, didn't say we have a motion on the floor. It seems to me if she had said we have a motion on the floor that second could not have been rescinded. But because Mary didn't do her job and utter that one sentence, see, here we are back to Robert's rules. You know, she doesn't even know them. They don't know them. So how are they going to create a whole list of rules when they don't even know the original rules
well,
they're
that's,
running by right now?
That's my point. This is why the decorum thing has always been kind of a dead issue. Because unless you have somebody to enforce it, it really doesn't mean anything. And clearly there are some issues there with enforcing these rules. But I do not...
So what's that new one?
Well, I think you could say nobody could speak, and I don't think that would be followed because there's nobody to enforce it. So the point is that... I don't understand. You know, somebody said one time in politics, and I'm not. I think I know who it is, but I don't want to misquote him because it's a good quote. Don't fight the small battles. And I think some of these are small battles. I think you have to look on what is logically going to be carried out, and decorum is not one of them. Robert's rules haven't even been carried out, so why would decorum be carried out? And the other thing is that. If you have legislation passed 3 years ago this month to take a vote on flock cameras,
yeah.
And if you want to vote on flock cameras, which is what this
There's
is all
chance.
About,
mm-hmm.
here's your chance. Why sit there and argue about new legislation that you want to put before committee? Just rely on the legislation that's already
right.
there.
Right.
So
I agree.
Why anybody would get up Monday and argue about this legislation, I have no idea, because I would just bring that legislation, hand it out to each one of them, and say, you know, the public is owed a vote on these at the next full council meeting, and it should automatically be put on the agenda, because it's written that way in this ordinance.
I agree 100% with you on that one. You know, now you know what we should come fight about Monday night? And everybody should come fight about this. Ohio Edison wants a rate increase.
Well, is that shocking?
These electric bills, man, they are getting out of control. Out of control. I don't know how some people are paying their $1,200, $1,500 a month rent and then that $300 and $400 electric bill when it rolls in. I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you, the air conditioning bills this week and or last week and the week the fair week, you know, it increased the electric in a lot of people. Some people said 26% in 1 week because
wow.
of the air conditioners running.
I don't doubt that. And then with the air quality being what it is, we all need to stay inside. And if you're a vulnerable person, please do stay inside today. That's another thing. I guess we'll have to go outside or send someone out on your behalf. There's a free produce giveaway again today. And people were having a hard time finding it last week. It's the Opera House. Directly across from Marinary Transit, it is South State Street, right before the overpass in that little block between Sam Orthodontics, which used to be a bank. It's north of that.
Wasn't that Bank One?
It was Bank One, and it was a Huntington, and it's been a lot of different things over the years. But it's right there, right across the Marinara Transit. There's a sign. I picked up the produce yesterday. There's cabbages and zucchini out the wazoo, and onions and green peppers and radishes and turnip things again and greens and all sorts of stuff. So all you got to do is show up. You don't even need a bag. They'll hand it to you.
By the way, I don't think people understand the problem with this particular air quality. And I remember the fires
in
California.
It's very bad.
Yeah, but I remember a few years ago this happening, but I don't remember it being like this.
Fire is worse.
Well, there's something going on. I don't know if it more of it's getting here or they did not try to deflect it as much, or maybe it's the air patterns. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it's in New England, like Vermont and New Hampshire, the sky is almost dark in the middle of the day.
But here in Marion, they are saying this is the worst air quality that you can have.
Between the wildfires, the heat, and the humidity, it's holding it lower to the ground, and that's the reason why we're having such a hard time with the air quality.
But if you weren't,
there's like no wind either. So
well, they got on the news last night and said, listen, they said, not only is this asthmatic or senior citizens or people with heart problems, if you go outside for an extended period of time, this could have a detrimental effect on you.
Last night, my eyes were watering. I had to go. Aaron's getting his wisdom teeth removed today, and I needed salt so he could do his little salt washes, and I'd forgotten about it. And I went out last night, and it was hazy to the point and smoky that my eyes were irritated, and I actually I do have mild asthma, and I took my shirt and covered my nose and mouth with it.
Well, you can't. I mean, I know people don't like this, but you can wear a mask. They are recommending that in several places.
I have no issue with wearing a mask, and if it stays like this, I will wear one. I like breathing.
Well, I was shocked at how, when I went out to walk last night, which I probably should not have done without a mask, but when I went out, I never dreamed.
Did you see the sun? Wasn't it weird?
It was weird, but the air was actually heavy. Not just.
It tastes like fireplace.
Yeah, it was heavy, and it was it was like walking through some kind of.
Like you could feel it.
Yeah, not 10 times more than just humidity. It was just hard to get through it. And when I went out, I should have been smart to this. There was nobody out of their house. There was nobody on the walking path yesterday. So
a little YouTube video, Spears. Kick it on and exercise in your living room.
I'm going to have to tonight because if this doesn't clear up a little bit, this is kind of bad. I just wish a good wind would come through.
I can see, on my cameras that I have on the outside, it's hazy. I can see the haze on my cameras. That's how bad it is. So please, if you are a vulnerable person, do not go out unless you need to.
All right. Now, we're going to take a break, but we got we got plenty of time this morning to talk. So stay tuned. We're going to be back right after this.
Bye, Scott.
And my wife said, you're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around.
I love it.
But no.